All right. Let's get started in just an easy seat, a meditation seat.
Maybe you place your hands on your thighs, and your knees. You start to close your eyes. And start to hear your breath. And as you hear it, feel it in and out through your body. I'm going to kind of touch on something that I think some of you, if you're doing the 28-day program, you might be able to touch on this too, is how to manifest your destiny, your dreams, your goals, whatever those are, they can be more than one. And the first thing that you do is just set your intention for that goal, that destiny, that dream of yours. Once you set your intention, then you can create some clarity around that intention. Whatever that dream is outside of this room, and then create clarity around that. Checklist, environment. So let's just breathe into that big inhale. Breathe out. And let the light come to you. Just open your eyes. Stretch your hands above your head. Just do like a big old stretch, good morning stretch. Guys, tabletop. Drop your belly for cow, breathe in. Exhale, cat. Cow. Palms of your hands a little closer to your knees. Just a little deepen your stretch. So it's warming up the spine. Take another inhale for cow. Breathe that out for cow. Back to tabletop. You're going to send your right leg back, your left hand forward. Okay, so if you were in my Tuesday night class, we did this here. So what you're going to do is you're going to send your right foot out to the side, towards the beach. Nice. And then your left hand out towards hold. Okay, now just three breaths. Breathe in, last one. Come back to tabletop. cow here. Realign your spine. In the calves. And tables absolute. Come out to a neutral space. And then send your left leg back, right arm forward, fingers forward. And then just imagine your back. You're looking down at your back here. Keep your back neutral as you take your hand out to the side and your foot out to the side. Two more breaths in. Breathe out. In. Tabletop. Downward facing dog. In through your nose. Out through your nose. Come out. Reach your right foot up. And then send that foot to the beach. Just like we did. Yeah, inhale, breathe out, one more breath, stay for the exhale, take your foot straight back up to the ceiling, step it through to low lunge, and drop your back knee, reach arms out. Now drop your right hand back behind you on top of your left thigh. And we're just going to reverse this lunge a little. So keep your hips low and let them come back. And two more breaths. And breathe in. High plank. Inhale, top. Sit down. and just for this class, I played with this the other day. You're gonna take your hands out into warrior three. Stay in your half lift, but warrior three arms. See if you can challenge yourself to hit this half lift every time. It's a little bit of extra challenge. Really bend your knees a little and protect your back. Go ahead and do so. So one more breath in, fold forward. All right, halfway, lift the weight of your arms. Fold. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale your right foot up. Exhale towards the knees. Back to center, warrior one. And send your knee towards the front of the room. There it is. Another breath in. Breathe out. Inhale. High plank. In breath, chaturanga. Up dog. Downward step. Left heel goes up. To fold. Back to center. Warrior one. Three breaths. Forward, forward.
Warrior two. Peaceful warrior. Reverse. Side angle. Reach that hand back out, left hand up. Then to the march, extended side angle. Breathe in and reach. Stay there, exhale. And just one more, warrior two. Reverse. Half moon. And check back in with that intention of this class, with that goal that you've got for yourself. Where can you go back in your practice? One more breath. Feet together. Popping back up, extended side angle. And let's take three more breaths together. Nice. Okay, strong breath here. Warrior two. Reverse. Half moon. One more breath. Forward fold. Nice job. Halfway lift. Fold forward. grab the big toes. And you just draw your chest around your thighs. You can bend your knees quite a bit. Draw your shoulder blades away from your ears, towards your hips. Okay, release your feet from your throat. Crow or crow crab? Deeper gaze at your front hand.
Lift your heels high. Bend your knees. Step or jump. Half lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. Whenever your right foot off of the mat, so whenever your knee in your chest, as high as you can get it, then figure four, your ankle over your knee. Like that. To take your hands down to your mat or walk if your mat's too low. And so we're prepping, this is prepping for flying pigeon. The next step would be to wrap your foot around your tricep and just hang out there. Flex that right foot. You've got your shell or your arms tied on your arms. Lean into your arms. Just two more breaths. Breathe in. Unwind that leg. Stay in your fold. Now let's take a little last. You're going to stay on the palms of your hands. Because all the loving and the positive thoughts are true. So let's give this another shot on the other side. Clear the air of all those frustrations. Come back to chair pose. Figure four, other side. Hang out here. Bring your hands to your blocks or your knees. If you want to prep for that flying pigeon, wrap your foot over your tricep, around your arm, really in it over you, or stay on your knees and go up. You can take three more breaths, just playing or staying where you are. Close your eyes for as long as you want to. And the moments of stillness, that's when we can come back into those intentions. sign you're going to do first, tree. Yourself up into eagle. Unwind. You need to stretch it out, go ahead, and stretch out. Let's take tree on the other side. When you're ready, just move your way into your eagle pose. Wrap yourself up. Unwind, stretch out, fold forward, halfway lift, do the high knee. We're just going to hold it here for 5 breaths, so support each other for 5 breaths. Forward. Just imagine every single muscle on the back of your body, those lining up to gain strength, support your spine. Do 3 more again. Breathe out. Inhale. Send that out. Your hand out in front of you, super. Look at your neck neutral on this one. 5 minutes. And you can thread your arm, whichever one you want to do first, underneath the opposite arm. And tuck your toes. Maybe you sit back down to your heels. And then up. And then from here, just push your hands behind you for almost like hero's pose. Get fingers towards your knees. And then actively press your knees down to the floor. Get that quad stretch. And then yeah, you can start to look back over your throat, over your heart. Modify and then straighten your foot so your foot's going to be up towards the ceiling. Flex that foot if you can. Maybe pull your leg towards you, grab the backs of your leg. Just pull it towards your body, towards your face. So we're going to do a little IT minute stretch here. You can
switch hands, come back up to center.
Take big toe, squeeze out to the right. And gently come back to your happy baby. Pinky toe side with your right hand. As much as you can, keep that leg straight as you cross over your body. Gently come back to center. Squeeze both of the knees to your chest. And take any inversion that your body is dying to take. You want that head stable. Grab a wall behind the table. Or grab your block. A waterfall. One more time. You're just squeezing yourself. And then about halfway you get to those goals that you have in your life and that destiny that you have is to be yourself, be authentic. show yourself that self-love.
When you're ready,